everybody for coming this morning. What a beautiful day and what a beautiful crowd. And I always enjoy these sunrise services. It's a beautiful thing what Jesus has done for us. And it's a beautiful thing that as followers of Jesus that we come here today, 2,000 plus years later, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is still going strong. It will never be stopped. It will never be stomped out. So long as there are people on this earth, there will be followers of Jesus Christ, and the gospel will continue, and it will continue because Jesus Christ has arisen. Let's pray. God, we thank you this morning for just these few moments to come and to gather together today. We thank you for Jesus, and I pray, dear Lord, that all honor and glory and praise this morning, both here and worldwide, will be to Jesus and to nothing else today, dear Lord. We come here today to praise you, but we also come here today with our worries and our pains and our stresses and our heartaches and our sin, dear Lord. But Jesus went to the cross to take care of those things, and God, you raised him victorious. So God, we know that you can give us victory today, and we come because we desperately need your victory. We desperately need Jesus Christ, both today and every day. So I pray that in these few minutes today, dear Lord, that we would remember the words of Jesus, that we would remember the life of Jesus, that we would remember the sacrifice of Jesus. And I ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be in Luke 24 for just a few moments this morning. Luke chapter 24, Jesus had just been brought in and faced a mock trial. It wasn't a real trial. They had already determined that he was guilty, those who were passing judgment on him. He was beaten and he was mocked and he was nailed to the cross. His disciples, who he had been with for 3 years or so, teaching them and leading them and instructing them, as soon as trouble had arose, they took off, and Jesus was there alone to face this most difficult moment of his life. Of course, Jesus was prepared for this moment. Jesus had spent the night before in prayer, seeking God, asking God that if there was any way that there would be deliverance, but it was not the will of God for Jesus Christ to be delivered. It was the will of God for Jesus Christ to give his life on a cross so that every one of us this morning can sit here with some hope to know that our sins are forgiven. And after Jesus had suffered and bled and died, he was placed in a tomb. Of course, the Sabbath was approaching, so they didn't have time to do the things that they normally would do as far as preparing a body for burial. And Jesus was placed in a tomb, but his body wasn't prepared, and there was a group of ladies who had been there at the cross with him and who were ready for the morning to come, that they could gather up all the spices that were needed, that they could go to the tomb and they could wrap Jesus' body and wipe it down and make it ready for a proper burial. Now, Jesus had been preaching and he had been teaching and he had even said that this was going to take place. He had even said that he was going to give his life for everybody so that sins could be forgiven. But in the moment, his disciples and these ladies, perhaps they weren't thinking straight because of the trauma and the loss that they had just experienced. For whatever reason, it seems as though that in the moment that all of those closest to Jesus had forgotten everything that he had said. And the women that morning got up early, like many of you, while it was still dark outside, and they began to make their way to the tomb. They thought they were going to find Jesus there, but they were mistaken. And that's what we see in this passage here. Luke chapter 24, verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They went in but did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men stood by them in dazzling clothes. So the women were terrified and bowed down to the ground. "Woe "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" asked the man. "He is not here, but he has been resurrected. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and rise on the third day.'" And they remembered his words. Isn't that interesting? And they remembered his words. It's not that they didn't know his words, and they were probably still in their mind, but for a moment, in that time, in all that Jesus had taught them, in all that they knew, and in every way that he had ministered to them, they'd kind of forgot about Jesus' words. Perhaps it was the sorrow that they were experiencing. Perhaps it was the grief, and they were not alone. Because when you read down a few verses further, the apostles really had the same response. When word got back to them, you know what the apostles said? They said, "This is nonsense." Now think about this for a moment. This group of women that are in this story, these apostles that are here hearing this news, these are the people who were probably some of the closest people to Jesus. They heard his teachings. They walked with him. They saw his miracles. And even they needed to be reminded of the truth of the gospel and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in that moment, even though they knew who Jesus was, they needed to be reminded of who Jesus was and what Jesus said and what had occurred. And the angels told them, and it says, and they remembered his words. And perhaps some of us today are in that same boat. Maybe there are some of us today and we know the words of Scripture and we know the words of Jesus and we have walked with Jesus and we have experienced his miracles. And maybe today, this morning, as we sit here and wait to see that sun peek over those trees, we need to be reminded of truths we already know. Maybe today we need to take a few moments and we need to not worry about the things of the world and the stresses and the pains and the sickness and the sorrow and the heartache and the sin that so easily ensnares, but we need to give those things to Jesus Christ. And we need to be reminded that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gave his life on a cross so that we could have hope today. You have hope today. I don't know if you know that. Maybe you know it. Maybe you just need to be reminded of it. Maybe you know the power of Jesus today and you just need to be reminded. I want to remind you today so that when you hear the words, when you think about Jesus Christ, that you remember what he has done for you. That you remember that he suffered and bled and died for you, for me. Not because we deserve it. Jesus didn't look down here and say, "Boy, those people that's going to be in Enterprise in 2025, they're pretty good." Now, we might think that, but we're really not that good. We're wicked and rotten and sinful people, and we'd be appalled at each other if we knew the things that we think and the things that we do. And yet Jesus Christ, knowing every one of those things, said, "I will suffer and bleed and die for you." And so today I tell you that Jesus loves you. Amen. Nobody else in the world may love you. It may not feel like anybody else in the world loves you. It may not even feel like God loves you. But if you ever question the love of God, you just need to turn to the Scriptures and read of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, because there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Today we can be friends of God. Today we can be children of God. Today we can be brothers and sisters in Christ if we would just accept him and reach out like the woman who had faith to touch the hem of his garment to say, "Lord Jesus, I'm reaching out with all that I have so that I can touch you, so that I can experience you, so that I can be healed by you." And Jesus said to her, "Your faith has made you well." And so it is for us today. It is our faith that will save us. Hopefully it is our faith in Jesus Christ that has brought each one of us here this morning. So we come here today to rejoice. We come here today to celebrate, to know that death doesn't have the final say, to know that there is hope for us, to know that we are loved, to know that God cares for us. The women had to be reminded in the moment they had forgotten about Jesus. And maybe in this moment in your life, there's a part of you that has forgotten about Jesus. But today, let us be reminded and let us remember. Perhaps there are some today who have the same response as the disciples. Maybe you don't know who Jesus is. Maybe you've heard about Him. Maybe you know about Him, but maybe you don't know Him. Maybe you say when you hear these words, it's nonsense. Now, the disciples didn't say that in the sense that they didn't believe or didn't trust Jesus. It's a lot to wrap your head around when you hear that someone has been raised from the dead. But perhaps there are some here today and you hear these words and you hear the story of Jesus and maybe you say that they're nonsense. Well, today I would encourage you to have the response of Peter, because when all of the rest of the disciples said it was nonsense, Peter got up and ran to the tomb, the Scripture says. Peter wanted to see for himself. He wanted to see that Jesus was risen. And I encourage you today to run to Jesus. Maybe you don't know Jesus, but maybe you question Jesus. Maybe you wonder about Jesus. Run to the words of Scripture. Run to Jesus Christ. Seek Him. Look for Him. And look for the evidence and the proof that is so clearly before us throughout history and the words of Scripture that tell us when Jesus Christ was placed in that tomb, He did not remain in that tomb. And the Word of God is true. And this is the only truth we can depend on in this world, is the Word of God. So today, let us have the response of Peter. Let us be reminded about Jesus. And even in our doubt, even in our excitement, even in our worries, let us seek Jesus and let us come to the same realization and the same truth that this group came to that morning. And Jesus Christ is alive. Because He is alive, we sit here today and we rejoice. Let's pray. God, we come to You. We just thank You. We thank You for the freedom that we have in this country to just gather here freely on this beautiful morning with the breeze blowing, dear Lord. We just thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. We thank You for Jesus Christ. And I pray, dear Lord, this morning that we remember the words of Jesus, that we remember the sacrifice of Jesus. God, I pray that You would help us to just call out to You today, to seek You, to praise You. Dear Lord, maybe there are some here that they don't know You. They know about Jesus, but maybe they've never trusted Him. I pray this morning, dear Lord, that they would confess their sins, that they would repent, that they would ask for forgiveness, and that they would put their faith in Jesus Christ. God, I pray that if there are some here today that are Yours, that You help us to remember Your love, that You help us to remember Your words, dear Lord. Sometimes we get so busy and so caught up in the things of the world and our worries and our sin, dear Lord, that we just lose sight of You. But I pray today that You would help us to refocus. I pray today that we give our sins to You, that we give our worries to You. I pray today that we remember You, dear Lord, that we remember the power of Your words, and that we remember that Jesus Christ arose. No matter how bad our life may be, it may not get better tomorrow or the next day, but God, no matter how bad it may be, we have Jesus Christ to walk beside us. We have Jesus Christ to be our strength, and we have Jesus Christ to be our hope. And God, we praise You for that today, and I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.